Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Okay, guys, we got the sound going here. Okay, all right. Sorry about that, folks. A little technical difficulty. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, for whatever reason, the video is not going to, or the audio is not coming through, so I apologize for that. Boy, that's going to blow my whole time here. Haven't changed anything going on with our setup here. But in any case, good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers here in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show here on Red State Talk Radio. Not Red State, this is GCN. Got to get used to the afternoon here. We use the Bible and the Constitution not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonslibertymedia.com, and for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us here this afternoon. Yes, I know if you tuned in for the velvety, sultry voice of Bradley Dean, he is not here. I am not him. He is still feeling a little wear and tear from all of the time at the Minnesota State Fair, so he asked if a little late this morning if I would fill in for him. So that's what I'm trying to do. Yes, let me explain something to the guys in the chat room. Yes, you heard it fine, but we're broadcasting out to GCN too, and for whatever reason they weren't picking up on the video, and I don't know why that is. All my settings are the same way I do for GCN, so I don't know what the issue is there. I really don't. Maybe next time I'll test a video before, but I've always tried to test it with them, and it seemed like it was fine the last two times when we got the Comrex stuck in here. But as long as you can hear me, we're good to go. So with that said, if you want to check us out online, please do so, sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you're listening by way of GCN and you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, that's right, you can see the face that's made for radio, slide down over to sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page, and we are streaming live there. The numbers do not reflect what we have in the chat, that's for sure. And we're also on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page there. We're on Rumble at Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. So make sure when you do a search, change it from videos to channel, search Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. We're on DLive.tv at The Sons of Liberty. And also on Cutting Edge TV on Roku, and one more, Twitch at News Tycoon out there. So we're putting it out on a lot of different platforms, and glad that you guys have joined us. But if you're watching by way of GCN and you want to watch the video portion, jump over there, sonsoflibertymedia.com, right side of the page. If you missed Kate this morning, boy, she was on fire, tossing out the scriptures, speaking about things that we can do to take care of our bodies, fight off bacteria and certain illnesses that we have. And that's right below where we're streaming live right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you would like to subscribe to our newsletter, please do so. We don't rent your email, sell it, or spam it to anybody. You get one email from us a day, and that's it, okay? If you would like to help us in what we're doing, if you'd like to be a part of that, we never ask you for money. We just tell you the needs because everybody's got them, and usually those needs cost money. So if you'd like to help us in that, there's a donate button at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Make a one-time donation or become a monthly partner with us as a son or daughter of Liberty. That link is also at the top of the page. And then our store is available, too. We've got lots of products in there. This week, we're highlighting the You Can Run Winter Cap. It's normally $10, but through midnight tonight, if you get them in the checkout by midnight tonight, you can get 20% off by using the promo code FALL20, F-A-L-L, the number 20, all one word, FALL20, and you get 20% off the winter caps there. Now, the phone lines are open today if you want to call in. We'd love to have you chime in on the subject matter that we're talking about here. And that particular subject matter is we're engaged in a major psyop because we didn't deliver justice because of the last one. And I'm talking about the one that everybody's remembering today, 9/11, 2001. We didn't bring justice on anybody there. We haven't brought justice on any of those who were pushing Americans into unconstitutional foreign wars. We aren't bringing justice to the current administration. We didn't bring it to the last administration or the administration before that or the administration that oversaw 9/11. We haven't brought justice. And so they're going to continue to give us more. You know, the old saying, please, sir, may I have another? That's what the American people have been doing. Because we don't bring justice. So with that said, I had a lot of videos teed up, but since GCN can't pick up the audio, that's not going to do any good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to archive the show later on this evening after the show's over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'll throw in all these videos that I've got set here. Okay, the one I really wanted to do when I had that opportunity this afternoon was the Joe Biden speech the other night for mandating vaccines. But I'm going to cover it anyway. Okay, but we've got some news out here today. And let me find which one I've got. I've got so many tabs here. Matter of fact, let's hold that for a second. Matt Agarus had brought to our attention, again, this is today, a government special ops demo expert has confessed to planting explosives in the World Trade Centers before 9/11. Now, it's up to you whether you believe this guy or not, but let me just put out what I see right on the surface. This guy by the name of Manuel Garcia Jr., says he was tasked by a team created by Dick Cheney to help carry out a false flag attack on the World Trade Centers, otherwise known as 9/11, in order to, quote, reshape the world order to secure another century of U.S. control, end quote. Now, he's basically said he's come down with a terminal illness, he's been keeping this close to the chest, and he wants to let it out. Now, could this be some guy looking for attention? Sure. Could it be some guy just making up something to get hits on a site? Sure. Sure. The obvious question then, this guy just confessed to being engaged in mass murder. So whatever you think about him, he just confessed to that, right? Why are we not seeing Mr. Garcia arrested and some justice brought upon his head? Just something to think about during the break. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. 582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in. And yes, I did cut the sound off. Me and the board guy down there at GCN were having a conversation, and I know you guys don't like to hear those things, so I just muted it there on the video platform for you guys. Now, before the break, I was telling you about this guy. Again, you can read this at sonsoflibertymedia.com, just published today from Matt Agarwal. Manuel Garcia Jr. He has a physics PhD from an Ivy League university. At least that's what he claims in his confession. And his career began with the government working on a top secret program called the Orbiting Space Laser Weapons Platform, or OSWAP. I guess is you got to throw a W in there somewhere. Project. According to Garcia, this program made the government's work at HARP look like child's play. And if you've seen what HARP is involved in, that is just some really bizarre stuff. It's just some really bizarre stuff that they're doing there. After his work was done to allegedly construct a space laser weapons platform, he was approached by a former security guard he referred to as quote-unquote Keith, who was working under Dick Cheney's direction to carry out a false flag attack on the Twin Towers and Tower 7. In his confession, Garcia explains, deep state rules. Keith had been tasked to bring me a very tasty offer for getting back into the deep state, fast action, high tech world I had been so enthralled by. The project was being run by Dick Cheney, and its purpose was to reshape the world order to secure another century of U.S. control. How could I say no? Plus, the pay was astronomical, and thanks to the U.S. taxpayers. Well, isn't that nice to know? He just said, "Well, I'll take advantage of my fellow Americans." So he's got that on the plate too. And that is how I was recruited in the most complex U.S. false flag operation in history, the secret controlled demolition of the World Trade Center, a cover for launching the global war on terror, which is really the war for complete national control and world dominion, though, of course, they never call it that or let any of that phraseology appear in any written memo or any electronic file. Those of us who already had long histories of working deeply in dark government programs all knew the drill about security. And there's more. There's lots more here. I don't know that I'm going to be able to get into all of that. But isn't that interesting? There are people that use it. I'm surprised the guy's still alive if he was actually involved in this, if this is true. I'm surprised he's still alive. I always thought they killed off people like this who are involved in that. And maybe that's what they're doing with his terminal illness. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is this guy is confessing to being involved in planting explosives in these buildings. That's what he said. I didn't say it. I didn't make it up for him. This is what he said. So the obvious question for the FBI, who I know are listening, why aren't you guys going and arresting Mr. Garcia here? Huh? Oh, that's right. You guys give the green lights for all kinds of false flags, don't you? Like Garland, Texas. You gave the green light for that. You pretty much gave the green light for the guy to go cut Pamela Geller's head off, right? You guys were the one who couldn't get your act together when it came to 9/11, apparently. It's interesting how that works, isn't it? In any case, just last week, we had this report, and this is kind of interesting when it ties to Mr. Garcia's claim that he planted explosives within the WTC. A family of a British man killed on 9/11 has presented the government with 3,000 pages of evidence, quote, towers blown up from the inside, end quote. Again, this is from Matt Agarwal. And there is one family, the Campbell family, and he writes about them here in this article. Since that fateful day, thousands of well-meaning people have worked tirelessly to uncover the details behind the elements of 9/11, which set off decades of horrific wars and killed thousands of people. Many of those working on finding this information are not even from America. Few people realize that 67 citizens of the United Kingdom perished in the fiery inferno on that foreboding day, one of whom was Jeff Campbell. For the last several years, Campbell's family has been working to expose evidence which they say shows the towers were blown up from the inside. His family, supported by a team of scientists who have been studying the collapse of the buildings, claim the towers were laced with explosives, which is what brought them down, not the airplanes. And, you know, I ran across some video today from reports that were going on then, and people were going, what planes? Now, this messes with me because I've seen video, probably like many of you have, of people on the ground who were videoing up at the building, and you see a plane go into it. Was that manufactured? Was that? I don't know. Kate and I were discussing that this morning. How do you know what's real if you're not there? All we can do is base whatever our comments or however we're dealing with on what evidence we have. It's funny you should mention the Israelis. Somebody in the chat mentioned it. It's very interesting you should mention that because we never got to the bottom of the dancing Israelis. And yes, we've covered that as well. Several stories on that at sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's audio, radio transmissions of the arrests. Two different arrests, in fact. We know who they are. These are the men. We know they were released and they were sent back to Israel. Some believe they were part of Mossad. This was the van. And you can see sort of what's painted on the side. The Twin Towers with the plane flying into it. This also contains a lot of the documents that our own government released about these men. We know that that was tied back into the anthrax scare at the time. I had the two gentlemen come on and speak about that as well. I mean, and I know what some people are doing. There, some people are just pushing some of this out and saying, you're just a conspiracy. Let me lay this out real quick, and then I'm gonna bring in some scripture to help lay a foundation here for that. Conspiracy theorists. Let's take two things here. Conspiracy, what does that mean? It means two or three people get together for a common end. Usually, it's put in the context of something evil. You can conspire to do something good, there's no doubt about that, but it takes at least two people to do it, right? Can't be more people, but at least two people. What is a theorist? Well, a theorist is a person who takes, they can be in science, they can be in investigative work, police investigative work, or whatever the case may be, and they go in and they find evidence, and they bring that evidence together, and they begin to form a theory of how, let's take a police investigator, of how a crime occurred. Okay? So they may find a knife somewhere or a gun somewhere. They may find a bullet wound. You've seen some of these forensic things, which are fascinating. Some of them very gross to me, but they're very fascinating. They can determine how long the body's been dead, almost down to the hour or the minute that they died, due to all kinds of things that happen as a body decomposes and things of this nature. And so they begin to pull all of this information together, and what are they doing? They're trying to discover how the person died, what caused it, was there a person behind it, or were there persons behind it? So in many cases, if a policeman or a detective suspects foul play, he'll start in and say, okay, we know a crime's been committed here. Now we need to find a killer. And so as they go about, now they start finding maybe different kind of DNA matches. Maybe there's different fabric or different hair strands or any of this stuff. So now they're not just looking for one killer. They're looking for at least two people that are involved, right? What does that bring? What does that make the policemen who come to that conclusion before they get anybody? It makes them a conspiracy theorist. You got that? Why? Because they're theorizing that at least two people were involved in that. So this is not a bad term, but it was coined by the CIA to shut people up about the JFK assassination. That's what it was. So when we look at this, just because somebody says conspiracy theorists, we engage in that all the time in the United States of America. In fact, it's engaged in all the time around the world. Genuine conspiracy theories to try to bring criminals to justice. This is not far-fetched either. We look to Scripture and we can find in Genesis chapter 37, we read about a guy named Joseph. You guys remember him? He had the brothers, and they were jealous of him because his father loved him, gave him a coat of many colors. And the Bible tells us in Genesis 37, and when his brothers saw that their father loved him, that was Joseph, more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. And they hated him still more for his dreams and for his words. Why? Because he says, you know, I had this dream, and in that dream, there's all these bales of wheat, and all you, and this represents mom and dad and the brothers and all this, and you're going to come bow down to me. And they really didn't like that. And so what did the brothers do? They conspired against Joseph. Verses 18 in chapter 37. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near, they conspired against him to kill him. And they said to one another, behold, this dreamer comes. Therefore, come now and let us kill him. It's real, folks. It's always been real. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Call in 1-866-582-9933. Love to hear from you. Hang on with us through the break.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden today joined a commemoration of the 9/11 terrorist attacks at Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan. Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and former First Ladies Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton were also at the ceremony, and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Fox News national security correspondent Jennifer Griffin gives her thoughts following the Pentagon memorial service.
Listening to General Keane, I have to agree with him that there is no person who works in the building behind me who is part of the U.S. military who believes that the war against terrorism is over. You heard General Milley speak about the radical ideologies, the hateful ideologies that led to the 9/11 attacks.
This is USA Radio News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the 9/11 terrorists failed to shake our belief in freedom and democracy.
On a crystal clear morning, terrorists attacked the United States with the simple goal of killing or maiming as many human beings as possible. And by inflicting such bloodshed in the world's greatest democracy, they tried to destroy the faith of free peoples everywhere, in the open societies which terrorists despise and which we cherish.
As America marks the anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks 20 years ago, more terror is likely to come out of Afghanistan. Following President Biden's actions, there are obvious concerns history will repeat itself. A report from the American Center for Law and Justice confirms that Mark Milley, Biden's Joint Chiefs Chairman, has acknowledged those concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933 if you want to give us a call. And on the line we've got Diana calling out of Illinois. Hey, Diana, how are you?
Hey, wonderful, Tim. We were talking about conspiracy in the Bible. Mm-hmm. You know, the word in all of its form between conspiracy, conspired, and conspirators is actually listed in the King James Bible like 30 times.
Right.
And conspired, con meaning with, and spire, spira, like breath, with breath. Hmm. And they even conspired against Jesus. So
yep, they sure did.
They conspired to kill Paul in Acts 23. So I don't consider myself a conspiracy theorist. I'm an accurate observer of reality.
Yep.
And as much as people want to denounce any discussion about what continues to happen in the world today, and you're sort of brushed off as being one of those Bible thumpers or conspiracy theorists, it just empowers me that much more, because the people are just ignorant, and meaning they ignore the facts, which if given the opportunity, they have a chance to expand their knowledge. But then there are some that are just plain stupid, and you just can't help stupid.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, and the idea of stupid is people are dull in their senses. They can't take in what's going on because it shatters their worldview. By the way, we've got a guy in chat. Nobody's denying that the religion of Islam, of what it is, Scott, by the way. I just want to say that. Nobody's denying that. But what we're denying is what we were fed by the Mockingbird corporate-owned media. Just want to throw that out there. Diana, I'm going to hit on some more conspiracies here in the scripture as well. Is there something else you want to add there?
No, I think that's all. I just okay. I told the guys at GCN your volume is very low compared to the rest of the program. So
okay, all right. I don't know.
Going to get that settled. Okay.
My volume meter is peaking out, so I trust that they take care of all that. Thank you, Diana, for the call.
Okay,
we appreciate you very much.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, there goes Diana. And if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, if you want to call in and you disagree or any of that, happy to have your call. Really. I mean that. Let's go back to some of these conspiracies that we see in Scripture, and then we'll bring back and give you a little bit more information on this. Samson. Now, we had Diana bring in, obviously, Christ. We read that in Psalm 2, and that's quoted over and over, by the way, in the New Testament as being fulfilled in Christ, being fulfilled by the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day. In fact, if you didn't hear, what show was that we did the Matthew 24 stuff on? Yesterday's show, in the morning. If you didn't hear that, the Last Days Madness, we're dealing with the fact that this is what Jesus is calling out. He's calling out their hypocrisies. And the kings and the rulers of the world, what's referenced there are the Jewish leaders and the Roman leaders, the Roman leaders of the world. And they were conspiring against or with each other to put the Son of God to death, to break his bonds, to break away from his law. Okay? So we see that in each of the examples that Diana mentioned. Now, Samson. What about Samson? Samson was a guy. By the way, guys, he had long hair. Mm-hmm. He also took the Nazarite vow. His parents did it for him early on. There's no question that they gave him to the Lord in that manner. And so that was one of the requirements was don't cut your hair. And what do we find out about Samson? Well, he got his strength from his hair, didn't he? By keeping his allegiance to God. And we see that he began to falter, though, away from God. He was eating honey out of a dead body. He wasn't supposed to touch a dead body. That of a lion. He started messing around with a chick who was with the Philistines, named Delilah. He was weak for her. And the Bible tells us that the Philistines were trying to get him any way they could. And Delilah, they met with her, and here's what they said in Judges chapter 16, verse 5. Lure him and see where his great strength lies, and by what means we may prevail against him, so that we may tie him to afflict him, and each one of us will give you 1,100 pieces of silver. And it worked to the point where she got him asleep in her lap, and they shaved his head. And they bound him, they plucked out his eyes, and they made him like a common mule in the mill. And later on we find out that his hair began to grow back, and he was repentant toward God, and he wanted to destroy the enemies of God, and he asked God for strength one last time, and he brought the Philistines' temple down on their wicked heads. There's something to be said for that, bringing their corrupt temple down on their wicked heads. That's what needs to happen here in the United States. There needs to be a bringing down of the corrupt temple on the wicked heads of those who are committing crimes against us. What about Jeremiah? Well, Jeremiah was a rebuker of the sins of Judah, was he not? He was called the weeping prophet. He didn't just call it out. He wept over their sins and their unrepentance. And his message angered the people of Anathoth in his hometown that they had conspired to murder him if he didn't shut his mouth. Jeremiah 11:19 says, and also verse 21, "But I was like a docile lamb being brought to the slaughter, and I did not know that they, the men of Anathoth, had devised plots against me, saying, 'Let us destroy the tree with its fruit, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name may be remembered no more.'" These people were so angry that Jeremiah would have the audacity to point out their sin and their covenant breaking before God. He wasn't the only one. Ezekiel had it too. Ezekiel 22:25 says there's a conspiracy for prophets in her midst. He's talking about Israel. Like a roaring lion tearing the prey, they have devoured souls, they have taken the treasure and precious things, and they have made widows in her midst. I'm up as far as I can go, guys. I don't know why it's not coming through loud enough. Lift up the mic just a little bit. We have Haman. We spoke about Haman the other week. What was he there to do? He was after the people of God as well. He wanted to have them all killed. Remember, Mordecai wouldn't bow down to him. He wouldn't give him that honor, if you will. And so Mordecai set in place and tricked the king into signing a document that would have all the Jews who were the people of God executed on a certain day. And what had to happen there? Well, we know the story. We go to Exodus chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And when Haman saw that Mordecai did not kneel down nor pay honor to him, Haman was full of wrath. But it seemed contemptible to lay hands only on Mordecai, for they had revealed to him the people of Mordecai. So Haman sought to destroy all the Jews throughout the whole kingdom. And who was among those Jews? It wasn't just Mordecai. There was Queen Esther, the king's wife. And I guess old Haman didn't figure that in. He went ahead and had a gallows built. And what do we find out? Esther prayed with the people of God, with her uncle and with her maids. They fasted. She went before the king, who could have had her put to death for coming in his presence without being summoned. Got him and Haman together. Couple of banquets, and then she unleashed on Haman. And what did she do? Well, she told him, she said, hey, this guy is out to kill your queen and her people. This guy right here. And the king went out, and Haman threw himself on Esther, and when the king came back in, he thought that he was trying to assault her, took him out, took his family out. They got a neck stretch. Okay? They got hung on their own gallows that they built for the Jews. See, this is what it talks about when you pray imprecatory prayers against your enemies. Lord, do to them what they would do to us, your people. Fight on our behalf. Let them be caught in their own nets. Let them fall into the ditch that they have dug for me. Imprecatory prayers are not sinful. They're not. They're very much biblical. And they're going against the conspirers. Let me give you another one here. This is Jehoiada, the high priest, faithfully served God during the reign of Judah's evil queen, Queen Athaliah, and her second, her king, Joash. And we read in 2 Chronicles 24:21 that there Zechariah, Jehoiada's son, then inspired to proclaim that the people's forsaking of the Lord and his commandments caused God to reject them. Their anger at such a message that he brought led them to plot against Zechariah. Remember, we talked about this on Thursday morning when we got into Matthew 23, and Jesus basically set the bookends of the Old Testament. He talked about the blood is coming on all of you who reject me and who've rejected the prophets and who rejected the God who sent the prophets, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah. And in 2 Chronicles 24:21, he says, and they conspired against him and stoned him with stones at the command of the king, who was Joash, in the court of the house of the Lord. Guys, this is not anything new. There was a conspiracy. And you can bet your bottom dollar there's a conspiracy in 9/11 just as much as there's a conspiracy in this COVID nonsense that we're dealing with now. Hang on, we got one more break in the first hour here, and then we got hour two coming up. 1-866-582-9933. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty.
If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. And for whatever reason, still having the music come up there. Hope everybody's hearing me okay there. All right. Here we are. Final segment here, first hour. And again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. The phone lines are open. You know, there's making mention of some things in here with regards to planes and stuff. You know, a lot of stuff was going on there at the time. More than $2 trillion was missing the day before. I think it was Donald Rumsfeld, who's now where he belongs. He's receiving his just reward. Said, you know, we're going to get to the bottom of this. And then the next day, what happened? What part of the Pentagon was hit? All the part with all the documentation about that over $2 trillion that went missing. That's never been accounted for and was forgotten because of it. Yeah, somebody's got something to gain in all of this. I mean, what is the likelihood that that part of that building would be hit? And yes, I tend to agree. I think it was a missile. That's me. That's my thought. With as many video cameras that were around that area of the Pentagon that were confiscated by members of our government and not shown to the people, we got still frames put together. None of it looks like a plane to me. In any case, somebody made mention, were the buildings, maybe they were talking about some of the other buildings that these guys put explosives. Let's look at this guy's testimony real quick, because we're going to probably switch topics here in the second hour. This is, again, from Matt Agrest on this guy who claims he was the demo special ops demo expert who planted explosives in the WTCs before 9/11. Matt writes, the event and operation was referred to as GWOT 9/11, and those participating in it thought they were serving the best interests of their country. I don't even know how you can, how do you think that by blowing up buildings that's going to have people in it? That doesn't make sense to me. How do you come to that conclusion? You have to be a twisted individual to come to that kind of a conclusion. According to Garcia, the false flag attack was supposed to take place on a weekend when the buildings were empty. Still, it's in the middle of downtown New York City. Come on. This isn't like a, you know, slaughterhouse out in rural South Carolina somewhere. Anyway. But as the 2,996 victims and their families know, they were far from empty. Thinking they were doing the work of patriots. And again, I don't, even if you did that on an empty building, what makes you a patriot in doing that? It doesn't make sense. Garcia and his team got to working on planting explosives. This is from what Mr. Garcia said. When it came time to select emplacement teams, or ETs, I was selected as the physics lead for Team 6, and I got Keith as the muscle leader for my team. My small platoon comprised of 20 people. The other 18 were a mix of demolition and placement techs, electronics and circuitry interruption specialists, and security troopers like Keith. This was exciting, adrenaline-pumping work. And listen, 2 weeks staged as HVAC, plumbing, elevator, and electrical conduit repairmen. And we do know there were some times that WTC was shut down in the weeks leading up to that for repairs and things. In less than 2 weeks, they had these guys disguising as repairmen, working throughout the Labor Day weekend of 2001. All our teams got the WTC Twin Towers and Building 7 wired for demolition. Okay? Then we were sent home and scattered without knowing the date of execution or even if the operation would actually be carried out. And let me address something that was mentioned in the chat. Doesn't matter how much jet fuel you've got in there. That jet fuel has to burn at a certain degree for a certain amount of time to melt the steel. That's just simple. I can't even understand that from engineers who have to build large buildings. We even had Professor David Clements and his wife on to talk about the one that collapsed in Miami. And we made reference to Building 7 especially. Well, what took that down? Well, it was a controlled demolition just like the other ones were. I'm not saying planes didn't hit. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I'm not saying jihadis weren't on board. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. I can see a conspiracy between them and the government. But the fact of the matter is somebody was conspiring because at the same time that was going on, our military was involved in training exercises that were exactly what was taking place, and that's why many of them were confused. And then we were told after, we could have never known that, and then the document came out that showed us that the Twin Towers had their sight hair, their crosshairs on there. That was part of a training exercise. No, they knew it could happen. And we know a lot of these jihadis had CIA handlers. Who do you think was working with Osama bin Laden in the 80s against the Russians? The CIA. They were working with bin Laden to run the Russians out of Afghanistan. So it's not beyond any measure of or stretch of imagination to think this is going on. But let's move to today. What has happened in the 20 years? One, we obviously didn't defeat the Taliban, did we? Nope, just came right back in like nothing had happened. Gave them a bunch of equipment. I was reading a story the other day, and I meant to pull that up, where it looks like Joe Biden is going to make out like a fat cat because Afghanistan's supposed to be rich in lithium. He's got investment in lithium batteries, so does China. They're going to be going in there and taking hold of some of that because they're working with the Taliban. So, I mean, and why is this going on? Because nobody brought justice the first time around. Nobody brought justice the first time around. And we all know our own government was involved in some way. How do I know that? Because who's the people who've been attacked since September 11, 2001? Yeah, we've got some attacks going on in Afghanistan and Yemen and Iran and all this other, Iraq, all Iran, all these other places. But the same people that said you're with us or you're with the terrorists, what did they become? They became domestic enemies of the people. They became the terrorists. You know, this week, let's move it up a little bit. We had the Patriot Act that was signed on by George Bush. Then we had it reauthorized, not by Barack Hussein Obama Satoru Sabarka, not by Joe Biden, but by President Donald Trump. That ought to tell you how not American first he is. Just making that. He's just as not America first as the rest of the guys. And all of that was an infringement upon our liberty. They were an attack on our Constitution and the rights that are supposed to be protected under that Constitution. All of that has gone on. And now we're nearly 2 years, really, when you look at it, because when did we start hearing about coronavirus, COVID, all this stuff? What was the end of 2019? And we were hearing of it coming out of China, right? Remember the doctors allegedly died? I mean, I reported on it, but my goodness, you don't even know what to believe anymore. You can't be there to see him die and test him and check all that. You can't do it. And we've seen that span the earth. Okay? We've seen the tyranny span the earth over what? What's basically the common cold. Okay? When we had Dr. Andreas Kalker on to talk about his studies that he did with chlorine dioxide, one of the things he told us was, he said, this isn't a respiratory virus or something like this. This is a blood disorder kind of deal. It's easily solved. Inject the oxygen into the body. Solves the problem pretty quickly without drugs and without any side effects. And they've got the scientific study to prove it. But we're in both cases, we basically have an invisible boogeyman. We can't identify, in 2001, we can't identify who the perpetrator of the crime is. We can't say it's a state. We can say, oh, well, the Taliban was doing this and Iran was doing this. And we know that Saudi Arabia was involved in some way because a lot of the alleged hijackers came from Saudi Arabia. We know there were people in Florida who were tied in with that, and a lot of names and a lot of information was redacted from the 28 pages that were released on the 9/11 Commission report. This is why we're going to have Terry Strada on, because her and her family are really going after that Saudi Arabia connection, which Donald Trump said he would open up, and he didn't. He shut it down. He stabbed him in the back. And now we've got an invisible boogeyman that nobody's isolated, nobody's purified, it hasn't been through Cox postulates, and the whole world is running around. And do you know how stupid the two-party system people play this? This is how stupid they are. Well, you know, the coronavirus thing, the COVID stuff, was all an election ploy. It was an election ploy. If it's an election ploy, why is it going on around the world? Huh? It's not an election ploy, it's a control ploy. All right? Coming up on a break here. Hope you'll stay with me. Hour 2's coming up. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Love to hear from you. Talk to you in the second hour. Be right back.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.